Hello, world. This is Chris Abalo's podcast experiment, and I am Chris Abalo. Welcome to the show. Back in California for the first time. Well, the show being done in California for the first time in 2 months. No, more than 2 months since January. Wow. It's been a little while, but I'm here. I've actually been back in California for a month now, but the, Cape 89 was in the can and went up the day before I flew back to California and then banked the last episode, which if you haven't heard the last few, which I hope to hell you have, the guys from The Only Podcast That Matters in various combinations have been on the show, and it's been a blast. So please check it out. Of course, share, follow, all that other good stuff. And joining me once again for the first time in a while now, Miss Sherry Bass.
Yay. Hello.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
So if you haven't checked out the title of this episode by now, Batman v Superman, that's what we're going to be talking about. Having now seen the movie, because Sherry and I went and saw the movie last week, and we have a lot to say about it. But first, I'm going to give you something that's like a little bonus and not a counter argument, but a counter opinion. Is that a phrase? Is that a thing? I don't know. Well, an opinion that's different. Opinion that's different than ours. Jack DeFranco, the lovely Jack DeFranco.
Yeah.
Was saw the movie opening night, of course, and wanted to do a little review. And he said it started out kind of last week or the week before, I guess, and saying, I want to write a review for Batman v Superman. Can we do something with it on the show? And I said, well, write it, record it, and then I'll throw it in the show. Could be interesting. And then he and Ryan saw it and said, we both liked it. Can we record something for you to put in the show? And I said, sure. And considering they were seeing it after Sherry and I were seeing it, I thought after the movie, Sherry and I talked a bit and realized, okay, there's easily an hour in here. And shortcut, Sherry and I didn't like the movie. Jack likes the movie. Ryan, as he texted me, quote, absolutely loved it. So here's Jack and Ryan recorded what was basically a 45-minute review of the movie. I wasn't going to use that whole thing. I kind of heavily edited it down to the meat of their discussion, and also the parts that were just about Batman v Superman, because there were tangents in there, to no one's surprise. So you're going to hear that first. Mind you, the discussion they have and the discussion we're going to have afterwards is just riddled with spoilers, because we're going to talk about the movie at great length. So if you haven't seen Batman v Superman and you want to see it, then it's in your best interest to just skip this episode and come back to it once you've seen it. If you haven't seen it and don't want to, or don't care about the movie being spoiled for you, that's fine. But considering Sherry and I didn't like it, I thought it would be an interesting balance to hear the guys talk enthusiastically about the movie, and then we can argue about it later. So you're going to hear that first. It's about 20 minutes, but it goes by very quickly. And afterwards, you'll hear what Sherry and I have to say about the movie.
Yeah.
Ryan, you go first, because you just saw it today, so.
Right. I've been excited about it for a very long time.
Yeah.
I love Batman above most things in the world, and I'm a big Ben Affleck fan, so I've been excited about Batfleck for since its inception, essentially. So I've always been on Team Batfleck, as it were. I'm not a huge Superman fan. I never was, so it's all about Batman for me when it comes to something like this. I really did enjoy it. I mean, I've been hearing a lot of bad reviews about the movie, a lot of nitpicking, a lot of
just, it's not worth 30% on Rotten Tomatoes. It's double that, at least, to be generous.
Right. So, I mean, we can go through the complaints that we've heard about it before we even saw it. So, as far as the movie not making sense, people have complained that it's all over the place, so to speak.
I feel like it's edited poorly. I feel like there's some things about the movie that weren't pieced together well. There were some flow parts that didn't, like, gel. There's a scene where you see Clark in the office talking about it. Nobody wants to see Clark Kent take on the Batman. You have that. The next scene is just a random gala event. And I know that in DC movies and Batman movies, we were accustomed to them, but it just kind of had no setup of, like, previously Batman had run into Diana Prince, a.k.a. Wonder Woman, and he's like, oh, you know, I got to find my drive. But, like, nothing kind of, like, led them to that point. Like, she was looking at that sword and was just like, this feels just randomly thrown in. There's no setup. Like, it doesn't go into, like, his motivation of, like, I gotta find this woman. Like, you see her drive off when it gets to the point, like, next scene, oh yeah, you stole that thing from me.
But he wasn't looking for her necessarily at first, and he had no idea who she was at that point either.
I felt like they could have said, you know, now there's this new player? Who is this? And he could have maybe like researched delved her a little
into
bit,
it a little
delved
more
into
that point.
Before they just went to another scene.
Because he kind of did that afterwards,
yeah.
And then he figured out that she is somebody and yeah. is someone worth pursuing for one reason or another.
It loves to be a Batman movie. The movie loves to be about Batman, which is great. It's supposed to deal with a lot of Man of Steel stuff, and I feel like they sometimes forget to deal with some Man of Steel stuff. It was two movies mashed into one. Then you have a Justice League setup, and that I feel like there's a lot in that movie. There's way too like there's a lot of stuff in that movie that I don't know how they crammed it all in there in 2.5 hours. You can tell that there's more footage on the floor somewhere.
Of course, I mean yeah. with any movie, there's going to be a lot that ends up on the cutting room floor, yeah. but. I mean, I feel like they added enough of the Man of Steel stuff. I mean, there was plenty about his parents. I mean, you see him talking to his dead father, and his mother was in it again. And, of course, there was a lot of reflection on the damage that was caused while Superman was chasing Zod around the city.
I love that. That was great.
Even having Zod's dead body throughout the movie. I mean, so I felt like they connected it enough to Man of Steel. And brought it into the present as well.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I feel like they touched on it enough, and I didn't want it to be too much on that end. But the DC universe is darker, and
it is.
A lot of people complain about that, but it doesn't have to be. Why do we need a second Marvel where everything's just bright and funny? You know, I mean, there are serious moments in the Marvel movies, but, like, I don't need another group of movies that are all just littered with jokes the whole time. There's no need for them to be an exact mirror of each other.
I agree with that. I just feel like there should be a little bit more breaks in the...
I mean, I suppose. But, like, the fact that I've heard that they're reshooting a lot of the Justice League movie to make it funnier is just fucking...
Oh, Suicide Squad, yeah.
Suicide Squad 2? Yeah. I heard that they were going to be doing something the same way with Justice League. Like, they were going to make it
a little
lighter-hearted.
It doesn't really have to be.
It doesn't have to be. And it's so stupid. Like, people are complaining, like, well, you want more jokes. You don't need jokes in these movies.
No, you don't.
You want jokes? Watch the Marvel movies.
There were a couple moments here and there, like, oh, that's funny. You just need that kind of, oh, that's funny moment.
A chuckle.
You don't need, like, the whole.
You want to laugh? Go see, like, a fucking stupid Will Ferrell movie.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like Guardians of the Galaxy or Avengers Age of Ultron, where there are funny moments, or Ant-Man, where there are funnier moments. Because it calls for that in some scenes.
Right.
But
that's one of the major complaints, not just about this, but about the whole of, Man
DC
of Steel
universe.
2 and the DC universe, that it's just too dark and moody and gloomy and depressing. Well, I mean, that's the way it is.
The fight itself was fun.
I liked it so much.
I thought the fight was the most fun
And
part.
I thought Doomsday was awesome, too. It looked great. I mean, he was powerful. He was scary. I thought it was awesome.
Doomsday, I wish they didn't show him in the trailers. I wish it was a surprise.
Right.
And you knew Wonder Woman was going to be right there to save him right when his plane crashed. It's like, hey, 3, 2,
right.
Well, here she is. I wish they kept that secret because that would have been a nice surprise in the movie. I just kind of felt like sometimes Batman overshadowed it. Like, there were, like, more into this whole Batman story than they were Superman. And I kind of felt like the way the movie was going, that the fight between them was more of a sequence. The movie could have just been called Dawn of Justice, and you would have known what you were talking about, because there was tension, but it didn't, like, the Batman v Superman fight was so
actually
marketed.
It was very short.
Yeah,
really.
And it was a misunderstanding, mostly.
It was. It was a misunderstanding, and obviously we all know that the two of them end up in the Justice League together, so we knew how this was going to end.
So it could have been just Dawn of
That they
Justice.
Were going to just be friends, even if they don't always agree with each other, because you see that in some of the animated stuff, that they're working together,
but they're not really
best buddies.
No, not
at the
all.
Same time.
What did you think of the resolution to the fight? Because I thought it was just kind of, that's how you're going to end this. Like, it was kind of funny the way they were. It's like, Martha. It's like, why would you call your mom by her first name? One.
Right.
You're going to kill Martha.
Yeah. you don't ever call your mom by her first name. That doesn't happen.
Yeah.
You
could have just said, they're going to kill my mom. I need your help.
Like, right. So, but he probably knew that that was the way to get him. He knew that speaking the name was going to have significance to him. So that was going to be the way to get him on the hook. That was very purposeful. Definitely.
Technically, Batman kicked Superman's ass.
He absolutely kicked his ass.
So the fight of Batman v Superman, like, Batman won.
Superman got in a few shots, but he got his ass whooped.
Yeah.
He really did.
And some people, he cheated. Now, that's how you have to fight Superman.
Exactly. Yeah. He's a fucking alien with superpowers. Batman's a man.
He just pushed
with gadgets.
Him and he flew 50 feet.
Right. So, I mean, that's the way he has to fight to be able to have a chance. So, it's not cheating.
No. That's how you have to
fight. Superman shooting lasers out of his eyes is cheating, if anything is.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
I agree. But I don't feel like Batman v Superman. I think it was just a sequence. It wasn't the should have been the title of the movie. Like there were there was tension, but right. you could have just called this movie Dawn of Justice, and it would have been fine.
Because yes, most of the movie wasn't them fighting.
No, it was disagreeing. And Batman had a singular goal of this guy. Like I want to stop him and everything else. And then it builds a little bit. Like you have his motivation. And Superman just kind of says, stop being Batman, stop killing people because it's not right. So right. There, it was just disagreeing. So it wasn't actually versus. And the fight itself that led into the fight was just kind of a misunderstanding. Like he had to, Superman had to try to convince him to be on his side. And Batman's like, I'm not having this. I'm going to kick your ass.
Right.
Because he'd had enough of the whole this dangerous alien. But again, that was a misunderstanding too, because the thing at the Capitol was not Superman's
was
doing.
Was not Superman at
yeah,
all.
It was all Lex Luthor. I do find it funny, though, 5 minutes later, I'm a friend of your son's. Like, yeah, you've been friends for 5 minutes.
You've been friends for literally 5 minutes.
Yeah, you've not been friends for any.
No.
Stop it.
Yeah.
I just tried to kill your son with a fucking spear.
Right, with a Krypton spear.
I just tried to murder your son.
Yeah. That was, there's, if you want your joke, there it was.
Yeah.
Oh, is it the cape? You know.
Yeah.
There's your little chuckle moment, and yeah. that's it.
I thought Wonder Woman was a kick-ass character.
Yeah, she was. She was also more powerful than I expected.
Oh, yeah.
As far as what she could do.
But I really did not like the way they just shoehorned the Justice League in. I kind of felt like this movie could have been, like, again, it should be Dawn of Justice, but why the fuck did they have the fucking logos on the, like, that was so lazy. That was so fucking lazy.
It was, and if they were going to really introduce all the characters, they should have introduced them.
Yeah.
Instead of just seeing, like, a little snippet of a video on a top secret file of the Flash.
Yeah.
And
they showed the Flash, and then Bruce Wayne was having that dream. That was the Flash.
Right.
Like, that was a cool introduction. Like, holy shit, it's the Flash. That was good. But Aquaman doing fucking Derek Zoolander's Blue Steel when he comes out of the fucking boat.
Right.
It's like, this is, like, why was he in here? I really thought that when she dropped the Kryptonian spear in the water, that this is going to introduce Aquaman because he's probably going to see what's going on and he's going to come up and he's right. going to help out.
That would have been a good moment to actually put him into the movie instead of just seeing, like, here's your little Easter egg. This is what's coming in the future.
Yeah, it wasn't
like, actually
a good setup,
put him in the movie as a character.
Like, the setups in the Marvel movies, like, you see Cap's shield and a box of Tony Stark stuff. You see Thor's hammer in the desert. You
right.
get little hints, and that gets you excited. Them with their fucking logos, I was just like, this is so lazy. Like,
right.
why would you do that? Chris actually brought up a point and said, why didn't they just number them? Like, number 1, 2, 3, 4.
Right.
Like, you could have been like, hey, there's this Metahumans final. That's fine.
Because
like,
then we would have been able to figure out who
like,
they
holy
were,
shit.
Obviously.
But
I mean, just
the fucking Flash logo and this, it's like, what the hell?
Yeah. I mean, and to be honest with you, I really don't know how much interest I have in a standalone Aquaman movie, which I'm told is coming
really
out.
Yeah.
Unless there's going to be a lot of crossover with other characters in it where they're going to put them into the movie. I don't know if I'm really interested in these Justice League movies,
to be honest.
Right. I mean, I'd probably watch a standalone Wonder Woman movie, but Aquaman, I've just never really had any affinity for. It's not a
Nobody
character
has affinity
that,
for Aquaman.
Right,
Nobody.
So I don't know why they'd even do a standalone movie for that. I don't know how many people are actually going to go watch it.
No.
Unless there's a lot of crossover with Justice League characters, I don't see it.
Yeah, they should focus the movies, I think, on Batman individual movies, Superman individual movies, because they have tons of villains that they could focus on. Or Wonder Woman individual movie. It's going to play a lot like the first Captain America movie, where it's 100 years ago or during World War One, so you have that set up, and that's fine.
So I guess we'll move on to Jesse Eisenberg.
I hated him as Lex Luthor.
Did you?
Yeah, I did.
I hated him.
I didn't believe for 1 second that's Lex Luthor.
Right.
I was really wishing that they kept with the whole Bryan Cranston thing, because that whole scene on the helicopter pad would have been fucking menacing as hell.
When I saw that there was a possibility of getting him for this, I squealed like a little girl. I was so excited. I was like, that would be perfect.
Mm-hmm.
That would be perfect. Please do it. Please get him. Tell him to disregard whatever else he's doing. Please.
Yeah, I mean, if Jesse Eisenberg played the Riddler, I would have believed it. If he played the Joker, I might have believed it. But him as Lex Luthor, I did not feel like that was Lex the entire time.
Right. Like, he came off to me as sort of a spoiled brat who wasn't getting his way for most of it. Like, he was acting like a child.
Mm-hmm.
And he was clearly off his rocker.
Yeah.
Like, absolutely. And it progresses as the movie goes along. Like, he's just batshit crazy.
Yeah.
And it's not about Like, it was under this guise of wanting to protect the planet at first, but clearly he had other motives, and he's just nuts. Like, it's he's not stable. That's very clear.
That whole gala at the library was the moment I'm like, yeah, I'm not sold. When he's talking, has a speech, and it just goes on, and he's like, all right, it's
right. He's like a tweaker.
Yeah, it's,
you know?
Like, no. I'm not buying this.
I mean, when I saw the first promo shot of him just with that scowl on his face and the shaved head, I was like, okay, all right, I'll bite. He wasn't intimidating enough to me.
Yeah.
Like, he's definitely crazy, but he just wasn't an intimidating villain.
He was mad scientist.
He was mad scientist, but he was a crybaby, is what he was. And I don't dislike him as an actor. I mean, a lot of people do. I don't. I mean, he always kind of plays that, like,
he's
snarky.
He's been in good movies. It's not him personally. Like,
right. He's just always sarcastic and snarky in pretty much everything he's in. So, I mean, he kind of has that same persona for the most part. But he was more goofy this time.
It was just too weird. It was just it was a weird miscast.
I've also heard that there was a gripe that there was a little bit too much Lois Lane in the movie.
That's another problem I have.
And I had heard that before.
She
I
was
saw
too
the
much
movie.
Of the damsel in distress in this movie. I really felt like after he pulled her out of the water, he was going to say, can you go home? Because you're fucking everything up here.
Right.
Like, can you just go home?
And not even just the damsel in distress part for me. And I like Amy Adams. I think she's... I mean, they honestly really could get anyone to play Lois Lane. It's not like a legendary character where you need a brilliant, brilliant actress who is...
No.
You know, at the top of their game to do it. It's not a...
They did get one with Amy Adams.
Yeah,
she's great.
Yeah, she really is. But this, you know, we're not looking for an Oscar performance here. And this is not, you know, the fact that there's a woman, you know, and she's getting too much screen time in this nerd movie.
Yeah.
But this is supposed to be Batman versus Superman, not Lois Lane investigates Batman or investigates LexCorp. But there was a lot of just too much of the reporting side of it and her chasing a story and then.
Well, I think they wanted to make the balance of like. Batman doesn't understand Superman. Superman doesn't understand Batman. She's trying to break the tie between the two of them and ends up actually doing it. So that whole thing where she's the key.
Right.
I get that. But she was just too much damsel in distress. And we'll go into the ending because it happens in the comics. Superman's dead.
Right.
He gets killed by Doomsday like it is in the comics. But I knew once they killed him, like, he'll be back. Like, I thought by the end of the movie he was going to pop up and resurrect. But I... took no emotional weight with that whatsoever. Like, he's not dead. They're not going to do a Justice League movie and not have friggin' Superman
in
it.
Well, that's why I was sort of 50-50 on that as it progressed. Like, I was like, well, I know that there's supposed to be another Man of Steel movie. I know there's going to be a Justice League movie. How are they going to do that if Superman's actually dead? Or are they going to pull some bullshit where, like, he's actually alive and that's exactly what they did?
Yes.
Obviously. So
he comes back in the comics. It's like, oh, they did that just because, okay, they're following the comic, the death of Superman comic. All
right,
cool. Right. But Superman comes back in the death in the Superman comics.
But for a couple of minutes, I was almost pretty convinced. I was like, they're actually doing this. They're killing him. How are they going to do this? This doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
And there's the moment where it's like, this doesn't actually make sense, does it?
Some people thought that, oh, are you going to kill Lois Lane? Like, because that would have been like a bold, like, holy shit, you don't come back from that. And it was hinted a couple times in the movie.
She's
like,
human, so there's really no bringing her back at that point.
Well, they did it in the original 1978 Superman movie. She gets crushed to death, and then he turns the world around and saves her. Yeah.
Yeah, so,
I'm looking back as a kid, I was like, that makes sense. And now as an adult, like, that's fucking stupid.
Yeah.
Like, that's fucking stupid.
But at the same time, what kind of movie are we watching here?
Yeah, of course.
You know, it's you have to expect that kind of stuff where they can just do whatever they want, really.
Yeah.
And I have no problem with that. It's a fantasy movie. That's what these movies are. They're allowed to do whatever they want.
Before we end this, do you think Zack Snyder should continue as the director? Because I feel like he's set up the Justice League where maybe he can do part one, but I don't want him to do in every single fucking movie. Like, they need some new people in this to...
I wouldn't be opposed to other people, but I don't feel that it was a bad movie or that it was really that badly put together. I mean... And, like, who am I to judge? I've never directed a movie myself. And
that's true.
If you put me in that seat, it would have been much worse. So, I mean, I'm not going to criticize the guy. I feel there's nothing about it in the end that didn't make sense to me. Whereas I'm like, this is stupid because...
I just think he's more visual than a storyteller sometimes. And I feel like some things can be, like, story can be overshadowed for, like, this really awesome visual.
Right.
I mean, look at some of his movies, like Sucker Punch.
Yeah, that
there's
was
no friggin' story to that movie.
There is no story to that. I'm not sure what that movie was even about. I saw it. But beyond that, with a 2.5-hour movie, there's so much to put into it that some things have to not be expounded on that much. And especially because we know there are going to be future movies that are all related to this, they can do so much with story and the... This is just one movie.
Yeah, it's just one
movie. So you can't have, unless you want it to be 6 hours long, you can't have everything just explained to you. I mean, there are things that you, if you know the story already, that you have to just be like, okay, this is, they went from this point to that point, and they skipped a bunch of stuff because they can't fit it into a movie unless you want it to be forever. You know?
Because you can tell there's a lot of footage missing from this.
Yeah.
There's a lot of footage.
Of course
they
there
shot
is.
So much.
And that's what they do with, especially movies like this that are so visual, there's going to be a lot of stuff that doesn't make the cut.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as story is concerned, they have so many more movies to do and so much time to tell as much story as they want. So that's why I'm comfortable with it as it stands. The same thing, reason why I hate people that say, oh, the movie's never as good as the book because they cut so much out that was in the book. But again, if you want to sit through, if you want to sit through a 9-hour movie so it tells the book story page by page, then fine.
Almost
otherwise,
like Lord of the Rings, because you can't, I know you never watch those.
Right, but otherwise you can't expect that. You can't expect it to follow everything that happened in the book. It's not feasible.
I felt, in a way, it was more closely related to Michael Keaton's Batman because you already have this Batman that's lived in this suit. Everybody knows who Batman is. He's been around. He's been kicking ass. He's
right.
He's known. People know who he is.
He's not just starting out. So that's another thing. We don't need a whole origin story for any of these characters.
Just
because
it's
really
new property. Just because it's a new version or reboot. There's no need to start. Oh, we got to tell the origin story again. We fucking get it.
Yeah.
We fucking get it.
We do. We do.
If there's one thing I really took out of this, I'm excited for what DC is going to be doing. I'm excited for this new universe.
I am,
I'm
too.
I'm excited for what they do. And I hope it's more on the comic book side. Because, again, Nolan movies are great, but it's kind of cool to go back to where the comics are. Like, to not be so grounded in reality. I like a change of pace like that. Because you really couldn't do any other superhero movie like the Nolan Batman films.
Right.
You couldn't do a realistic Superman. You can't. It's all, like you said, it's all based on, like, fantasy and sci-fi.
It's fantasy.
And all this stuff.
Right.
So it's cool to go back and get the comic book side of Batman that we grew up with in TV, you know, animated series and movies and stuff like that. As long as it doesn't go, like, down to Joel Schumacher territory, I think we'll be good.
Yeah. I'm glad that they're doing a universe now, too. Not because they have to compete with Marvel, even though they...
But these characters have been around for as long as Marvel.
Exactly.
So why not? People want to... This is the superhero time. People want to see their... It's the perfect time to put all these heroes on the screen.
Right. And I don't think they should have to really compete with Marvel, even though Marvel's clearly... kind of been mopping the floor with them.
It's true, but I mean...
But most people, I feel like now, especially if there's going to be this universe, and all the nerds that are watching the Marvel movies
wins.
Are going to watch the DC movies too. Like, I, for one, am going to.
You can't choose a side. I'm watching them both.
Right. As long as DC has Batman, like, I'm always going to watch these movies.
Yeah.
You know, that's their character. I'm always going to watch these movies.
And there you have it. Two guys who liked Batman v Superman. The only two. No, I'm kidding. There are a lot of people who do. I mean, granted, I disagree with Jack's sentiment that he thinks that the 29% on Rotten Tomatoes for critical reviews is too low. It should be double that. I don't think so. Because this is Jack. Jack, who lives and breathes Batman, this is his least favorite Batman movie.
Right.
So he was more aggressive in his his opinions than he was there, but he was talking to Ryan, who liked the movie, so he wasn't going to pick
it apart.
Why you got
to call him out like that?
Because it's true.
Oh, Lord.
We were going back and forth about it the other day, that night, actually, after you and I saw it. But you can follow Jack, by the way, at JackWagon85 on Twitter. Follow Ryan at TagSonian on Twitter and Instagram, and Jack is JacksonFigure1985, I believe, on Instagram.
Yes.
And Jack tweets movie reviews with a bunch of similarly minded fans, although not always. So you can follow them on Twitter at Film Junk Reviews, basically reviews summed up in a tweet.
And it's awesome.
It is. It's really cool.
Check it out. It's definitely great.
You enjoy those reviews.
I do.
But anyway, Sherry and I, not so crazy about the movie. And we're recording this the day it goes up. April 11th.
Yes.
Today, they allegedly were starting to shoot or starting production on the first Justice League movie.
They are.
And Batman v Superman has been out for 3 weeks, three weekends. And just talk about the performance really quickly, actually, before we get into the movie.
Okay.
It, as of now, it's already dropped to number two. It was just slightly edged out by The Boss this past weekend.
Yes.
Yeah, The Boss.
Sorry,
the
Melissa.
Batman v Superman v The Boss. No. But they're already down to second place and probably not going to go up because it only made like $23 million this weekend. Now, a lot of people said, hey, it's a huge performance from the movie opening weekend. You know, and there were all these records that broke, like biggest March opening weekend, biggest opening for a DC movie.
Absolutely.
And blah, blah, blah. There are these things.
And it has done worldwide pretty good.
It has done pretty good worldwide. It's over 700. It's going to go over 800. But the thing is, I think they wanted, I have no doubt, Warner Brothers and DC were hoping this was going to make $200 million opening weekend and not $166 million. Because you have Batman and Superman. That should be enough. I mean, it opened above The Dark Knight Rises, which I believe was the biggest DC opening weekend before, which it was about 160.
Mm-hmm.
So it did beat that by a little bit, but that's it. You get 6 million more for Batman and Superman. I think they hoped it'd be 200. And the fact that as of now, as of today anyway, or I should say up to yesterday, Sunday, that it hasn't broken 300 million in the U.S., I think they would prefer that after three weekends of being out, that it would have. I mean, the fact that it dropped to 23 this weekend, it's just going to keep dropping lower and lower. It's going to pass 800 million worldwide. Granted, I don't know how many territories it has yet to open in.
Mm.
Now, if it opens in China, then it's probably going to make another 200 or something in China. But I don't know if it did already. I don't think it's doing the business they wanted to. I mean, unless it has unless they're waiting on like China, then I don't think this is going to be a $1 billion movie. And I think
it
they helped
blow out in China though. I'm not sure about the numbers yet if they've come out, but
I'm not sure either.
I'm pretty sure that the numbers in China will help boost that up a little bit just because that's such a big name. Batman, I'm talking about, not Superman.
Well, yeah. Well, Batman's been well established through movies. I mean, this is the eighth movie since 1989.
Oh,
so, yeah.
And I say that because from what I've seen with fans, the biggest response, people, when they go on tours in Hollywood, when it comes to movies, the biggest thing from people from China is Batman. They don't know about any of our shows. They don't know about, you know, any J-Lo movies or anything like that.
Well, sure. I don't think.
But they will know Batman. And so I think that, you know, that will go up for sure.
Well, depending, because I know it's made more money internationally.
Yes.
Than it has in the U.S.
Absolutely.
I just don't know China release dates, March 12th. Oh, yeah, it already came out.
Oh.
So, never mind. It might. I don't think it's going to crack a billion. It's going to pass 800, maybe 9. But I think there's a certain degree, and I'm not saying it's unfounded. I think there's a certain degree of hubris involved in thinking like, we have Batman, we have Superman. Who's not going to go see this? People have been waiting generations to see Batman and Superman on the big screen. I don't think that's enough to get people to see it because ultimately the movie isn't good. I mean, contrary to what we just heard from the two of them.
Mm. Well, it's all about word of mouth at the end of the day.
And the word of mouth was not great. I mean, as much as people say, like, what do critics know? And look, the audiences are going to see it. The audience everywhere, because Rotten Tomatoes, I believe it's 70 with the audience, 29% with the critics. But if it was better received by critics, it would have made $200 million.
I just want to say, when I saw the negative reviews, at first I was like, there's no way that it can be that bad, okay? You know what I'm saying? Like, people are always going to joke or talk shit about these movies because they wanted to be what they wanted to be. And given that we just had Deadpool, given that you have the big Marvel thing going on, I think people want DC to be like that. I absolutely do believe that. And yeah, DC is not Marvel in that. But I think that this movie overall could have been better.
Oh, it totally could have been better. I mean, look, I get the comparison. I mean, as the boys just said, that people have an expectation when it comes to Marvel and DC. I don't know if you guys can hear in the background, there's some property maintenance going on. So I apologize if there's a little bit of residual noise in the background.
But
we thought they were long gone, but they refused to leave. So sorry if you hear a bunch of machinery and leaf blowers and whatever. I don't know why there's so many friggin' leaves. It's April, but anyway.
Global warming.
I don't think opening after Deadpool was helpful, because Deadpool, universally praised by audiences and critics, and actually full disclosure, you just saw Deadpool 3 days before seeing Batman v Superman. Which is funny, because that was my third time seeing Deadpool. And the reason I saw Deadpool three times, loved it, was a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Went and saw it with Jack and Ryan and Corey, whose birthday it was. Well, the week it opened.
Oh.
And then I went with my friend Dan, because he had yet to see it. I was like, dude, I'll totally go see it with you. And same thing with you. You hadn't seen it either as of a week ago. Mm-hmm. So I said, we should totally go. It's great. Even though it's coming out in 4 weeks, it's going to be on Blu-ray and DVD. Right. But I said, let's go see it in the theater. It's going to be fun. I'll totally, you know, I'd pay to see that again. It was awesome. And it was. But the fact that that was so praised and so well done and so much fun, I don't think that helped Batman v Superman either.
And people are actually trying to use that, like, oh, it made more money than Deadpool did. Well, of course it's going to, because people didn't expect Deadpool to be as great as it was, you know, when it first came out.
But at the same time,
that's the thing.
but it's gonna profit. Deadpool is way more profitable than Batman v Superman is gonna be.
Oh yeah,
because Deadpool was made, not just production budget, $58 million. Mm-hmm. And that was smart, because they have a property that the public mostly doesn't know.
Mm-hmm.
Comic book fans may know. And yeah, I have two friends who knew about Deadpool from comics, which are Andrew and Corey.
Right.
And Deadpool's always been Corey's favorite character, and that's fine. That's the only reason I know who Deadpool is. Yeah, there was an Xbox and PS3 or 4 game that came out, I think, 2 years ago. But otherwise, nobody knows.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not the average moviegoer doesn't know who Deadpool is, but Ryan Reynolds was promoting the shit out of it. It's the best marketing campaign I've ever seen.
Yes.
As far as the way they were being smart with the spots, even putting it out Valentine's Day weekend, that was a ballsy move.
Oh, yes.
Nobody knew it was going to make $150 million. I think that way exceeded the expectations of the studio. But they were smart, because they were like, this is an unknown property, more or less. Like, we're not going to spend a ton of money on it, because we don't know how it's going to do. We don't know how it's going to resonate with audiences. And actually, I was worried about Deadpool, and not to stray too far away, but I was worried because I thought the marketing's been so brilliant, it's been so funny. I hope the movie doesn't pale in comparison to how great the advertising has been for it.
But
and
you
it
know
didn't.
What, too? I think that another thing that I have heard from people know Batman versus Superman, and they know their origins, but they don't know Deadpool, like you just said. And people wanted something original from Batman versus Superman, from what I've heard. I don't know how you can do that.
They kind of got it. But not really. It's a different Batman, different Superman. Look, I even said on this show on like Cape 12 mm-hmm. or something, or maybe even before that, maybe in a single digit show like 8 or 9. After Comic-Con 2013, I said Warner Brothers and DC won Comic-Con this year, because all anybody could talk about was they're doing a Batman versus Superman movie.
Mm-hmm.
So I gave them credit, and they did. Like, as much as there was like Avengers Age of Ultron next summer, everybody, or is the Avengers sequel that you guys are getting, and here are all these other, they hadn't announced the full Marvel slate yet. They hadn't announced Civil War and everything, but still, that's what everyone was talking about. Age of Ultron, it was revealed. I think they revealed that was going to be the Avengers sequel. Everyone was talking about Batman and Superman. As I've said before, I wasn't enthusiastic about this movie anyway.
No, you
In fact,
weren't.
The only thing, no, I wasn't.
Like, come on, give it a chance.
No, the only thing I liked, the only thing I liked about the movie was the casting of Ben Affleck, which initially had backlash and now is almost regarded as the best thing in the movie, almost unanimously regarded as the best part of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Affleck. But the title I thought was stupid. Batman v Superman. It's not a court case. All right. It's supposed to be a fight. Dawn of Justice. Yeah, we get it. You guys are building up to Justice League. Okay. I thought the title was stupid. Batman v Superman, Dawn of Justice.
It was based off the
just
comic
announcing
book.
That all the... No, I... But a bunch of comic books. I mean, I get the... Like, Ryan just made the argument about, you know, like, oh, it's... You know, people want to stick to the books. Nobody really expects to stick to the books because... I'm sorry. Put all the nerd rage you want. Channel it in my direction. But the biggest selling comic book right now...
Mm-hmm.
is the current incarnation of Batman, which sells something like 100,000 copies.
Mm, so delicious.
The
though.
Comic Gosh. Book audience, though, is such a small percentage of the movie-going audience. The average ticket buyer doesn't know. So they don't know the story about Superman and Doomsday and Doomsday killing Superman and Superman coming back to life. They don't know about the Dark Knight Returns book and everything that went into it. So they're not looking for it. And look, Nolan's Dark Knight trilogy took many liberties with the story and making its own story. X-Men Days of Future Past didn't follow the book exactly.
No.
Captain America Civil War is not going to follow the book exactly.
No movie is going to follow exactly the script.
No, they won't, but they don't have to.
The book or, yeah.
But most people who are going don't have that point of reference anyway. So no. There's no reason when to base it exclusively books, on.
Absolutely not.
I mean, it's not Harry Potter.
But let me...
Where
but
Harry
even
Potter
that, they kind of... No.
They
let
did,
not,
but...
They no. did not. No, there's some parts that... Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I never read the books, and I probably never will.
Oh, but, they're so awesome. And listen, I'm a Harry Potter nerd.
No, I know you are.
There were some parts that they did kind of twist a little bit.
But I'm
anyway.
Saying that's different than comic books, especially when there's been so many incarnations of Superman and Batman and blah, blah, blah.
This particular movie, they try to fit a couple of comics in one.
Mm-hmm.
Batman vs. Superman, Dark Knight Rises, Death of Superman, and The Return of Superman.
Dark Knight Returns. But
Dark Knight Returns,
sorry. I know what you meant, but just people nitpick. It's the internet.
Yeah, that's true that. But there's no possible way you could try to fit all of those all in one.
Well, no, because with this movie, they were trying to play catch-up and build up a universe in one movie, and that's why the movie falls apart.
And you do know who they blame that on.
Who do they blame it on?
Christopher Nolan.
Why?
Because when he signed on to do The Dark Knight Rises, that's why I was thinking about that, actually.
What, the Dark Knight movies? You mean
yeah,
all,
the Dark Knight
of them?
And all of them, basically, yeah. The trilogy. Yeah. He had a stipulation in his contract that he would not do the DC Universe at all. He just wanted Batman and Batman alone.
Right, awesome.
So, yeah, but it sucked for them, for Warner Brothers as a whole, because at the end of the day, when it came down to it, Avengers started making all this money. DC couldn't follow up with it until he was completely done with it. So that's why when you had Comic-Con, that's when they had at the last minute this whole new Batman was supposed to come back. And that's when Ben Affleck was supposed to be Batman and stuff like that.
Yeah, but that must have been months in planning, though, because Ben Affleck was announced at the end of August.
Oh, they already knew what they were
so,
going to
do. So, I
mean,
they had a plan for this for a while. They just didn't make it public. At the same time, I'm sure...
They had it for years. They wanted that to happen a long time ago. But like I said, Christopher Nolan was like, no, I'm not doing that. I'm not making a whole Justice League for you or anything that.
They tried to get Justice League going early in the 2000s. I think it may have been after Batman. Either Batman Begins was already rolling or it had come out.
Mm-hmm.
And Armie Hammer was cast as Batman because they were going to make a separate DC cinematic universe that didn't have anything to do with the Batman series. They ended up shelving it because, you know, Dark Knight was coming up and it was doing well. I don't remember exactly what happened, but there were costumes. And like I said, Armie Hammer was Batman. I forget who was cast in the other roles.
Either way, you can't have that.
Brandon Routh, I think, was going to be Superman because Superman Returns came out after Batman Begins.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that was going to be connected. And then that fell apart.
But that makes sense.
But that's fine. But you had Man of Steel and Green Lantern before that, where you tried to start a new DC universe, and it didn't pan out. You didn't have to follow up. Dark Knight Returns, Dark Knight Rises, geez, now I'm messing him up, just came out
I know, right?
In 2012. And while that movie wasn't great, I mean, it was good, but I mean, that movie was clunky as well. Definitely had a lot of holes in it. Not as nearly as clunky as this one, but you're coming off a beloved Batman series and trying to introduce a new Batman 3.5 years
and that's
later.
Where they failed.
Well, that's what I mean, to rush it, to be like, oh yeah,
we gotta make this superhero money. Like,
look,
right,
I get it. It's a business, and they see comic book movies are doing big business, and they are. Marvel's made big business, and I think it would have been a good idea, even if they just started as a Justice League movie. I think it would have been a good idea as a starting point to do the opposite of what Marvel did, where it was individual movies building up to the Avengers.
I think that what they should have done is made a Batman movie first to introduce Ben Affleck as Batman, because people had speculations about him before the movie even came out. And that was one of the things to start off with that.
Yeah.
And so if they would have had that, introduced him, and he is actually a good Batman, a great Batman. I have nothing wrong with Ben Affleck as Batman. Beefy, I call him.
Well, he's a tank for this movie.
He's so beefy. But
hey, now. You, which is hilarious, because you thought after seeing Deadpool and all the 90% nakedness of Ryan Reynolds, you were like, he was skinny. I'm like, he was ripped.
He was so skinny.
Oh, whatever. Listen, I will take Ryan Reynolds' body in place of mine any goddamn day of the week. But hey, whatever
as
you
Green
say.
Green Lantern, that prefer... body that he had in that, yes.
That was an animated body. Doesn't count.
Come on, dude. Anyway, I'm just saying. No.
All right, let's bring it back instead of expectations. Back to the movie. Yeah, we're talking about. Because we can go on and on and on about this. The resulting movie we got, I don't think I liked anything about it. I mean, let's kind of go chronologically through the movie. Or even before that. After they announced Batman v Superman, this is actually why I brought up the Comic-Con thing. Mm-hmm. When I realized it was going to be building out into a universe, I said, all right, well, I had no interest in Man of Steel that summer, and I skipped it. I was even invited to an early screening of it, and I skipped it.
Yeah.
I just had no interest. I'm not really a fan of Superman as a character. He's like Thor, virtually indestructible. So, and the same reason I don't like Thor as a character and haven't seen the Thor movies in the theater either.
And I didn't see it until this year.
Right. Yeah. I rented it in 2013, and then I was like, well, I guess I'll watch it because now there are more movies to come and, you know, whatever. In the same way I've seen, or I should say suffer through Ant-Man or, like, you know, the other movies or the Thor solo movies, which I had no interest in because I thought, well, I need to catch up or I need to be caught up because I want to understand the full story of what's going on. Man of Steel was boring. I thought the opening on Krypton was cool. I thought Russell Crowe was good.
Yes.
And him and Michael Shannon facing off in the beginning, I liked that. And then from there, boring, boring, boring. And the death of Pa Kent was laughable. You didn't even make it through the movie because you were so bored. No, did you see the death of Pa Kent?
No.
Oh, my God.
No, I don't think I did. I was just like...
We should almost pause. You could watch it. It's so bad. It's so bad and melodramatic. It's the only thing that actually got a reaction out of the movie. Yeah. Out of me, rather. Like, yeah, the only point in the movie.
I tweeted about that, and you texted me that night and was like, hey, you were laughing at me, but I just could not.
It was boring.
I could not.
It was a boring
And I was
movie.
So set and ready. I had my popcorn. I had my, you know, my cocktail ready, and I was like,
ready to see that tasty scoop of vanilla that is Henry Cavill or Cavill.
Stop it. Enough. Yes. But anyway.
So going in, based on that, and considering Zack Snyder was also doing this movie, our expectations were not great because we weren't fans of Man of Steel.
Exactly.
Honestly.
Mm-hmm.
And then hearing the bad word of mouth, look, aside from Jack just saying he liked it.
Sucker Punch, actually, with Zack Snyder.
I'm with you because Sucker Punch, mm-hmm. I went and saw in the movie in fucking IMAX because I was excited for it because I loved Watchmen. I'm in the camp who I really enjoyed the hell out of Watchmen.
I did too. I think we're one of the few.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's one that's polarizing because a lot of fans of the book didn't like it. I really liked it.
Mm-hmm.
I like that movie a lot. Before that was 300, which I enjoyed a lot.
And
saw that in IMAX as well, actually. Yeah, that was one of the early movies I saw in IMAX. And I like his Dawn of the Dead remake.
Yes. And I don't even like zombie movies like that.
But that was a fun movie. His first three that I knew about.
Mm-hmm.
Sucker Punch and Man of Steel, no. So I thought him going into this, he had a spotty record at best. I mean, 3 for 5 is not great.
Right.
And coming off of, since this is... has a direct line from Man of Steel to this story in that there's overlap, I was not enthusiastic about the direction they were going.
Mm-hmm.
Opening in the movie, I knew they shot the opening of watching the Waynes being gunned down.
Of course, but that's from the book.
I know, but everybody knows how Batman became Batman. His parents got killed.
No, everybody doesn't. See, that's the thing. Everybody doesn't have to know what happens to Batman's parents. Yes, us who have been watching Batman for years knows that Batman's parents die. But at the end of the day, you still need to build up a story. And I get why they put that in there. I think it was... That part wasn't bad to me. The death scene of his parents. It was him running through the woods.
Oh, God.
Him falling through the tunnel.
Jesus, Bruce Wayne was the worst.
And him lifting up with these bats lifting surrounding him. And I'm like, what the fuck is this shit?
And I thought, I was laughing. I don't know if you could hear me over the, because the movie was loud.
No, you and I were loud both laughing at that shit.
Laughing.
We were like, what the fuck is
this? This is ridiculous.
That's ridiculous.
And the funniest part, for a movie that is so over the, and this movie is over the top.
Yes.
Not even in a so bad it's fun way, just in a bad, over the top, loud,
absolutely,
obnoxious way.
Absolutely.
The title is completely underwhelming. Like, just it came up on screen. Batman, it looked like a court case. Batman v Superman: Dawn of Justice.
And
just
it's only for text. Like 10 minutes.
Yeah, but no, but it came up in, but the actual title, I'm saying, in the like the opening credits came up in just small, kind of regular text. And I thought, mm-hmm. wow, for a movie that's so kind of trying to be in your face, the mm-hmm. titles were actually very discreet. And then we got the chase where Bruce Wayne lands and goes into Metropolis and is trying to save this random dude named Jack, who I guess we're supposed to feel bad because this random dude who we don't know is about to collapse in the building in Metropolis.
Well, yes.
And you know, of course, Bruce Wayne needs to get into his Dawn of Justice signature Jeep and then drive through the wreckage.
Which is funny because the commercial, like, I think I told you that day.
You did.
The commercial showed that car more than, you know, we showed the Batmobile throughout the whole entire movie.
That's a weird thing. Yeah, to jump to that really
and
quickly.
That pissed me off.
The vehicles have always been a big feature of these movies.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it was the sky vehicles or, you know, the tumbler, the bat pod, or even
bat
the batmobiles in the first.
The bat's fucking sled is the bat hammer. My gosh. And we saw that more than we saw the actual batmobile.
You
in
can
this
barely,
movie.
They barely show the batmobile, which, yeah, I think it looks like a street sweeper. Like when that photo came out, I was like, this looks like a heavily armed street sweeper. You barely see that, and you barely see the thing he flies at the end. Like, they don't actually focus on them at all. I mean, maybe because they're entirely animated in the movie, you don't actually see them in action.
And let me tell you,
much.
Being a Batman nerd, I've seen the Batmobile in person. That Batmobile
current
is
one.
Badass. Yeah.
Yeah.
Current one. Yes. And it's badass. And I don't know why they didn't,
You barely see it in this movie.
You barely see it. And it's so huge.
Mm.
And I think they said that it is one of the fastest cars in the world right now. They built it for that. So that's my thing. If you built it for that purpose and to make it this big ass thing, why not show it in the freaking
way
movie?
Underused.
Oh,
I'm with you.
Gosh.
The gadgets. Listen, you didn't really see any of his gadgets. The gadgets are part of the fun of Batman. I mean, you saw him shoot something and swing away from.
Right.
You know, from whatever.
Oh my gosh. I mean, I'm one of those weird girls who gets turned on by cars like that, but let me tell you, that car, like, yes. And I was
well, since you've seen it in person, yeah, I get it. And I could get it being even more underwhelming.
One and the 1989 one. Oh.
Right. That first one, which we were like, wow. Mm.
Anyway.
One I've seen in person. I've seen all the others in person.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen the Dark Knight Arrow ones and then those first four movies. I've seen those Batmobiles in person because they have them on the Warner Brothers tour. Now, next scene in the desert, I mean, yes, it's to frame Superman for something to do with guns. I don't know. To introduce us to random, I guess, Russian baddie or Eastern European baddie who shows up at the end to kidnap Lois Lane.
Are you talking about the scene with Batman in the truck?
No, the desert scene. I'm skipping. No, forget that. That opening scene is just whatever. or the second opening scene.
So that was another thing that happened. That was weird within the movie. I think they're so focused on trying to get us to be excited for the future movies that they don't realize that they needed to focus on the current movie. Because that, like, reading into it and getting research into it, that is supposed to be, you know, when Batman is in the truck and then all of a sudden these, like, little demons come and all that shit.
Oh, that other dream sequence. No, I'm talking about the beginning where Lois Lane gets kidnapped.
Oh!
I'm talking about that desert
scene. You're
talking
about that
scene. No, the dream sequences were fucking stupid. They all should have not existed. They did not belong.
Those are supposed to give us...
I know they're supposed to drop hints, but not at the expense of, you know, interest.
Listen, let me tell
you
about Lois Lane. She gets on my nerves in this movie. Because
she got my nerves in the first one, in Man of Steel, too. She was she was not worth saving or falling in love with.
No, and I love Amy Adams, but not in this movie. It's just damsel in distress all the time. And I don't think that is Lois Lane as a person. You know what I'm saying? Like, she's supposed to be smart and sophisticated in her own little way. Yeah, it's a little damsel in distress. Everybody loves to be rescued. What woman doesn't love to be rescued, right?
Sure, but...
But that's all it is to her in this movie.
Mm.
And it just keeps happening over and over again. And in a way, it made me mad at Superman. Because to me, in this movie, Superman is so jealous. Like, not jealous, but Superman is very selfish. He's not really thinking about people in this. His whole thing is Lois.
Lois, yeah.
And it's like, that is so not super. You know, at the end of the day, like, he loves her.
Right.
And he cares about her. He will save her. But that is not all who Superman is.
Yeah, his focus is not humanity or protector of Earth or whatever it is.
Right.
He's
it's
ultimately just focused on Lois.
And then if it's not her, it's his mama. So, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
It just kind of made me mad because that's not who Superman is. And I'm more of a Batman fan than I am. Superman always have been, always will be. But that it's just not.
Yeah.
Just not. It just was
so
wrong.
Yeah, I thought
wrong.
She was just
so
in the
way.
Way. The whole movie.
The whole damn
Lois
way.
Lois just got
in fact,
trouble.
She added shit.
Yeah.
I was so pissed.
She
like,
made
get your
trouble.
Ass, go sit your ass down somewhere, girl.
The dream sequences, because they kept popping up.
Yes, that's what I was talking about earlier.
Yeah, the first one where he goes to the mausoleum where his parents are, and then that big-ass creepy bat thing pops out of the of the wall and bites him in the neck.
Mm-hmm.
Pointless, except for a jump scare. The thing in the desert, yeah, was supposedly laying groundwork for all these other things. Because you see the little symbol, which is for dark side or whatever, and you know all these other things. Which then leads to him being tied up and Superman coming down, that landing shot of him and the soldiers kind of kneeling down to him.
A dream within a dream within a dream.
And then ripping the mask off of Batman.
Yes.
Now, I feel like there are a lot of those scenes. Like, that scene didn't have anything to do with anything except to throw forward to just like, hey, we're going to do stuff in future movies.
Yeah, this is Darkseid. Yeah. This is our next villain. I'm gonna...
For the nerds
That was
who...
for the comic book nerds.
Right. But again, there's such a small percentage of the audience that don't confuse the 99% of people who are going to the movie who are going in cold, who don't know what the storyline is and who don't want to do the research because I don't want to see a movie and do homework, unless maybe it's a documentary.
Right.
That was pointless. And I think that scene had to stay, aside from throwing forward to other movies, because they had the unmasking of Batman, and that was in a ton of the trailers and the advertising. I feel like there was a lot of stuff that they were beholden to because of the it was in the trailers. Like him pulling the mask off, all the Daily Planet scenes I thought were pointless. Now, I thought there was nothing about those Daily Planet scenes that played into anything. I mean, I feel like they had to shoehorn them in just so Superman knows, you know, which nobody can figure out. He's Superman because he throws on a pair of frames and messes up his hair a little. But, you know, Perry White saying, no one wants to see Clark Kent take on the Batman or whatever. Like, that scene was in there for no reason, except because they used it in the trailer.
Actually, that's in one of the comics, and I can't remember.
But again, but for serving the movie, did no good. The, the sequence where, what is it with Superman having to constantly look at his dead fathers? The scene where he's walking through the mountains just doing nothing. And then happens upon Kevin Costner as Pa Kent, just to remind him, you know, oh, you think you're a hero, but you're not. Or whatever the hell he said. Aww. I don't remember. I was nodding
off.
That
is supposed to be his sense of humanity, I guess. Instead of Zack Snyder showing, you know, Superman being for humanity, instead of saving freaking Lois Lane all damn time, this is supposed to be his humanity, which is, oh, I'm supposed to feel bad because all these people think, you know, that I'm trying to do bad when I'm really trying to do good.
Maybe.
I think that's what that was.
But it felt out of place.
It sure
and
did.
And it was also a sequence that I feel like there was a lot more to it. It's like he's just walking through the snow in the mountains and then happens upon a vision of his second dead father. I mean... I don't know. I just thought all those sequences. And then the sequence that made no sense when Bruce is analyzing these files that he hijacks from LexCorp.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever that sequence is, which must be something from the comic books with some dude who shows up in a suit and is like, Lois Lane, she's the key. I don't know what the fuck that was about.
That is actually the Flash.
It is?
Yes. And that's what I'm saying. Zack Snyder has it to where this is purely a comic book movie. He had this for the comic book fans. And that's wrong, I think, in a way, because you're supposed to have it so where everybody understands what the fuck is going on. Eventually, what is supposed to happen is that's a Flash warning Batman about the future, what's going on. So that it was, even though it to us, because I remember we were looking at each other at the same time, like, what the fuck is
that? Yeah, what the hell is that?
Is that a dream?
But did
a dream?
When you were, wait a minute, did you look this up or did you know that when we
I
were
looked
watching
it up afterwards.
Okay, see, that's what I'm saying. Like, it doesn't.
I did, because I mean, I forgot. I mean, I didn't know if it was. I have actually read things in the past.
I didn't know if it was Robin's ghost, which was another thing that they used, which didn't belong, was completely out of place.
Well,
you've been invited to a party hosted by Lex Luthor, and then there's that shot of him opening up, and you see the bat suit and he's staring at it looking mean, and then you see the suit from dead Robin, who they haven't covered. I know Robin's
dead. And
that's
stupid, all in it. So
which,
that made
with
me
the
mad.
Fuck you, Batman, that the Joker spray painted on there. Or whatever
you,
it was.
Jokes on you, Batman.
Whatever.
But still, that's basically like, what it was. And that's what I'm saying. Zack Snyder had these like little Easter eggs for people who have, you know, paid attention or have researched, you know,
right, but
into it. But if you have not, then there's no point.
Exactly.
And
that, like
that's
me.
The problem.
I just want to see a
and
good
that's
movie.
A major
I want to see a
problem.
Cohesive movie.
Absolutely.
Now, look, the editing is a problem. That's one of the big criticisms. Look, one of the producers talked about, and this is a couple months ago, was doing an interview and talked about a director's cut because I don't know if it's direct, maybe the first cut Zack Snyder turned in, but there's something about a 4-hour director's cut. Mm-mm. Now here's, yes, Mm-mm. here's one of the reasons I feel
we'll
like
have
that's
everything.
Totally. Well, look, here's why I think it's irresponsible. Number one, the script couldn't have been that good if it added up to 4 hours and you couldn't make a, you couldn't trim the fat and make a cohesive story. Mm-hmm. Then the script couldn't have been that good. And again, I'm not a director, and I appreciate Ryan's perspective. Just like, look, I couldn't have directed this movie either. That's right. Fine, but I still go see movies. So in a way, I do want to see a movie that makes sense.
That's good.
But
yes, I get both sides.
But the movie cost $250 million. Like, that was the production budget, $250 million.
And he has so much time.
And you've trimmed it from 4 hours to 2.5 hours, an hour and a half. An entire movie was edited out of this movie, and who knows how many tens of millions that cost, which ultimately goes nowhere.
This movie was given an extra year. It was actually supposed to come out earlier.
It was supposed to come out last summer.
Yeah.
And then they moved it to May of this year, but that was the date that Marvel had for Captain America, and they weren't going to go head-to-head.
Hell,
and everybody would lose.
Yes.
Because people would choose between one or the other, and people would either say, do you want to go see the Batman movie, or you want to go see Captain America? So they had to push it back, but like 6 weeks. So it wasn't like a drastic thing. And still, there was nothing competing against it, or so they thought, when this movie came out.
Who knew the boss?
Yeah, who knew the boss was going to take Melissa McCarthy was going to take down Batman and Superman after only 2 weeks. And then Jungle Book, which is going to own this coming weekend, I have no doubt, because tons of good buzz. I know, I'm not into that either, but people are way excited. People were buying advance tickets to it when we saw Batman v Superman last week. People were buying advance tickets a week out. But anyway, they want to introduce Wonder Woman, which we saw in the trailers, of course, and we knew was coming anyway. They cast a model who's done virtually no acting to be the most iconic female superhero ever. And that movie's in the can, which is concerning. Because her performance was completely wooden. Completely wooden. I don't think she delivered. She had something like 12 lines, and I don't think she delivered any of them convincingly. And I get it. Look, don't emphasize the weaknesses. Focus on the strengths. Don't have her talk much because she's not a good actress. And funnily enough, she had the same accent as the Russian baddie at the beginning of the movie who shoots everybody and then who kidnaps Lois later in the movie. I was like, why does she have the same accent as the other guy? How will you know they will come? I know that's not how she sounds. That's a butch version. That was Wonder Man. She kind of does nothing except shows up at the end.
Well, that's the thing. They wanted to reveal her at the end because that's supposed to, you know. Because
nobody knew. And that's another thing. Like, people pointed out the outfit. Every time she wears an outfit, there's a nod to a Wonder Woman costume somewhere in there. That's fine to throw those little things in for the people who know it, but, you know, like I said, whole scenes that you wouldn't know what they mean. I don't understand the point of that. If you're throwing in little nods to Wonder Woman costumes or whatever, that's fine, because that's discreet, and that's those Easter eggs, I'm cool with. Easter eggs, which is like, you know, some dude coming out in a bright light saying, you know, Bruce, Lois Lane, she's the key, and then disappearing into thin air. But I didn't know that was the Flash. I knew who the hell that was. It was just some random, I didn't know it was the ghost of Robin or what. Like, that's what I mean. I had no idea who that person was who shows up.
Right.
But, yeah, she was terrible.
How do you, like, really pronounce her name? Because I always call her Gal. Like, my mama.
I don't know.
My mom says, Gal, hey, Gal, get over here.
Yeah, my mom says the word Gal, too. I don't know. See, it's funny, because two of the cast members, main characters are played by people whose names I'm not sure how to pronounce. Is it Henry Cavill or Cavill?
That's what I'm saying, is too. It Gal, I always call him Henry C.
Or is it or is it Gal Gadot or Gadot? I don't know.
I think it's Gadot.
It might be Gadot, and I think he's just...
I don't know.
I think everybody just goes with Cavill now.
Yeah, I do. I say Cavill.
Okay, well, I'm saying Cavill and Gadot.
Henry C, like I said, because... Like, I always want to say, like, oh, my gosh, he's so cute. Henry in there, like, who? I'm like, Henry C.
Cavill.
Yeah.
Okay. But she also just looks stupid. She has a stupid expression on her face in the entire movie. I don't care. It's true. The expression on her face, she has that selfie pout face every time you look at her.
I think we said this months ago on a show, I always wanted my Wonder Woman to be Thickums. Like, Wonder Woman is supposed to be an Amazon. Like,
yeah, this chick is skinny.
Yes.
She's, like, slender. She's not, like, emaciated, but she's slender.
Yes, like, put some meat on her bones. Where's her thighs at? Sorry.
you get passionate about this.
Oh, my gosh, I'm just serious. I'm so serious when it comes to that. Like, even Linda Carter, you look at her, she has, like, a shape. This girl has no like she has a shape, but
she does.
I think it's with corsets and like I don't know. Like, look, I love meaty girls. That's just me. But anyway, like just.
For that, you're saying for Wonder Woman, she doesn't have the body. She doesn't look like Wonder Woman.
I have been a Wonder Woman girl. Like, that's my girl. It's always, since a little girl, I've always loved Wonder Woman. Like, Batman and Wonder Woman have always been my favorite DC characters, period. So when they finally said they were going to put Wonder Woman in a movie, I was so freaking excited. And then when they showed this chick, I was like, who the fuck is that? First of all, excuse my language. And then the second thing, I was just like, okay, she's cute, but you know what I'm saying? And I didn't think she did as bad as people made it seem, but she's still not my Wonder Woman.
But her acting's bad. Those line deliveries were bad.
You know her little cutesy thing in her fight scene. I thought that was cute.
I'm talking about her speaking words. I'm talking about the fact that she's going to lead a movie.
But they don't want her for that. I don't think they want her for her speaking
words. But they already have a movie in the can with her as the star, as the title character.
Well, we're going to see that.
Named Wonder Woman.
We're going to see that eventually later. I know.
Well, that's what I mean. That's in the can. That's why I feel like they bet a lot on this, and they wanted to establish a lot. I think it was ballsy for them to say, we're going to do 10 DC movies in the next 5 years, starting with the Batman Superman movie, and we're going to do Wonder Woman, and we're going to do Aquaman, and we're going to do this, da, 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 and a new Flash, not the one that's already on TV, mm-hmm. which I think the debut was like the day before they made that announcement.
Because I was like, who's that cat on the screen?
But I feel like, because they are trying to establish this universe, they are trying to cram a ton of stuff into this movie.
They're rushing.
Yeah, they are, and I don't get it because I feel like it's just going to be diminishing returns for the audience. Because
all it is playing catch up, and it's sad and it sucks. But I think that if they pace themselves and they take their time, I know they're trying to rush the Wonder Woman out because they've already have what Wonder Woman is in this movie. So I think that's why they pushed it up. But I think they need to just take a step back and reevaluate everything. I don't know. I think that with the DC universe right now, it's not the DC universe. It's the people behind it, behind the scenes.
Well, that's what I feel like is part of the problem, because Marvel, by comparison, sorry, they're going to get compared to Marvel, because who's not going to compare? Marvel's been doing this now for 8 years.
Absolutely.
With their movies. Marvel has Kevin Feige, who oversees the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Mm-hmm. There isn't a person like him. There's not a DC equivalent. Right now, it's been Zack Snyder because he's done Man of Steel and Batman Superman and is doing the first Justice League. So who is guiding this story and how all these things fit together? Like, that's why Kevin Feige has had ideas about what he wanted. Like, Wasp was in the first, Joss Whedon's original draft of Avengers. Yeah. But Wasp is now going to be in the Ant-Man sequel. It's going to be called Ant-Man and the Wasp. Yeah. So they have an idea for where they want to take everything.
They have a man in place or an idea of who they want to do writing, but he's busy doing the actual TV series for The Flash.
But that's not even writing, just somebody who's at DC, who's overseeing the development of these movies and how they fit together. Because look, it's super ambitious to say we're going to do 2 movies in this universe a year. Mm-hmm. Marvel only started doing that in 2011 because they put out Thor and Captain America. I believe in the same year because Avengers was the following year. Mm-hmm. And then Avengers was, I believe, their one movie in 2012. And then they've done 2 a year since. Yeah, because Iron Man 3 and Thor 2 were 2013. 14 had Captain America and Guardians. 15 had Ant-Man and Avengers 2. And then this year we're getting Civil War and Doctor Strange. But they've been doing it for a little while. They got started and focused on one solid movie a year building up to this. Mm-hmm. And just ramp up production, do 2 a year, where I just feel like they're rushing. I mean, I thought it was ballsy for them to even get a Wonder Woman movie in the can before the audience even reacted to Wonder Woman.
Yes.
Because Wonder Woman is I'm not sure if it's favorable or more favorable. I know some people like it. I know.
Favorable.
No, this Wonder Woman.
Oh, this. No.
Yeah, I'm talking about the. I'm saying the audience responding to this Wonder Woman. Meanwhile, they've already have a movie done with her starring as Wonder Woman that comes out next summer. What if I haven't heard unanimous disapproval of this Wonder Woman, but how are they going to, like, people also aren't unanimously praising, so.
But you know what?
Why were they willing to throw money at that before even getting a gauge of where people felt about it? That's why I feel like this 2 movie a year thing is not the best plan.
One thing I do agree with Jack and Ryan on, when it comes to the DC Universe, we have to expect it to be darker than Marvel. At the end of the day, it has to be. It's always been that way. The one thing I do say is that, for instance, with Batman and Batman Returns, you always do kind of have this sense of humor, even if it is not within the heroes, it's within the villains.
Right.
And that's one thing we did not get from this
no.
particular movie, and we'll talk about that. But
yeah,
I do feel that Justice League, not Justice League, Suicide Squad, forgive me, will kind of bring that oomph that Warner Brothers or DC needs. Because everybody expects the villains of WB or DC.
Well, DC has the better villains.
Absolutely. Between the two of them. People are expecting that. And I think that their villains are going to bring the money to that.
Maybe,
franchise.
But let's talk about the villain of this movie, who I guess was a villain, because I still don't know what the point. I don't know what he was after. Lex Luthor. I don't know why he was trying to set up Superman. I don't know why he wants Superman to kill Batman.
I literally, he's just nasty.
Yeah, but I don't. Nasty. That's what I mean. I didn't get any clear idea of what his intentions were.
Ooh, Lex.
Or he was just yeah. I mean, aside from the fact, the one thing that stood out when I heard people talking about Lex Luthor. As far as Jesse Eisenberg's performance, was tone deaf. And I agree with that because yes. Didn't fit the movie, wasn't funny, wasn't entertaining, wasn't obnoxious, was just annoying.
Me loving comic books myself, I was like, what the fuck is this? This yeah. is not who Lex is.
It's like, was he trying to be Heath Ledger's Joker? Was he trying to be Jim Carrey's Riddler? Like, I don't know where he
fits. He was trying to be Hot Topic Lex. That's, but the rest of these damn...
I know. That's what I hate. Look,
I talked to you about this the other day. Yep. I was like, what the hell is with these villains recently being Hot Topic villains?
Yeah. Because I think
Star Wars?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like...
And I'm sorry, I think Jared Leto
as the Joker,
looks stupid.
Go buy that shit at Hot Topic.
Yeah. Yeah. The Golden Grill, and I know there was a point when Batman in the books, Batman knocks his teeth out, so he does have to get a grill, essentially. But it's like tattooed with ha 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 all over his body, and I don't know. Yeah, I mean, look, women are excited because I think Jared Leto's hot. Fine. But I think as a Joker, he just looks stupid. Well, not for you. If you think Ryan Reynolds is too skinny, you're going to fucking hate Jared.
Listen, I said in Deadpool, Ryan Reynolds is hot, but not in Deadpool.
Yeah, but I'm just saying he was cut, whereas Jared Leto's spindly. But anyway. With this movie, I don't understand what his motivation was. I don't understand why he hated Superman so much. I don't understand why he wanted Batman dead. I don't get it. I don't even know why he wanted to create Doomsday. Was it just to kill Superman? Was it just so Doomsday destroys the world? Like, there was no clear anything.
Well, they kind of had said it. They said, you know, people do not understand something that they are different from. Like, that was his whole thing.
So I'm going to create an alien that can destroy humanity.
Right. That was stupid
that's
in
it?
Itself.
Well, that's what I mean.
I'm just saying.
Well, that's why it makes no sense. I mean, and look, Doomsday, who I'm aware of, because I did see Superman Doomsday, the animated movie that came out in, I think, 07. Mm-hmm.
And that's a whack-ass Doomsday compared to the actual Doomsday.
Well, look.
I just want to say that.
I thought, for one of the big Superman villains, or at least one of the most threatening, he's dead in 18 minutes. I mean, for someone you could have used, if he escaped, it would have been like, oh, he's still out there. Like, then that, I feel like that would have been good.
No,
because
that's all destruction, but.
Yeah, but if he ran away. I don't know. That final fight, I thought, listen, I know the guy said it was awesome, but they also like the Transformers movies, so that gives you an idea. Which is fine, because that final fight, they're flagrant about their love for it. Believe me, this isn't a secret. But that whole final fight scene is from the Michael Bay school of what the hell is happening action. Because you don't know what's happening. It's a big CGI mess. Batman's useless in that final fight. Batman doesn't do shit.
No, well, that's the thing. I feel like that whole part was supposed to show the death of Superman. That's what that was leading up to.
Oh, well, before, let's talk about the actual fight itself between Batman and Superman, which doesn't happen. There was the pointless scene where Batman's chasing the kryptonite.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to LexCorp.
Mm-hmm.
And Superman stops him, says, you better stop doing what you're doing, and then they get to throw in the line from the comic books that gives DC nerds raging hard-ons, do you bleed? You will.
You will.
P.S. He doesn't bleed. He doesn't bleed in the movie. Yeah, the voice sounds
actually
stupid.
Actually, he does when he sliced the kryptonite on his cheek. Remember that?
Okay, yeah, he did, but that's the only reason.
He did bleed.
Only because...
What you talk about, Chris?
Only because he had the space rock in his possession and made a space rock spear. That's the only reason he was able to make him bleed. Not because of his Lego Batman suit. I'm sorry. As soon as I saw that in the teaser, I was like, he looks like Lego Batman. The electronic Batman. Yes, he did. That first Comic-Con trailer throughout last year, he looks like Lego Batman, all clunky and boxy.
I told you, beefy.
That workout montage, too. That's too much only beef. That only too much beef. Mm-mm. Listen, that workout montage was completely pointless. I'm going to fight him. I better get in a couple of days of some good exercise. He's fucking Superman.
Right.
That montage was totally pointless. Yeah. Unless Batman's like, if it's in his contract.
There was a lot of Superman montages that was just stupid. Like him getting in a bath with Lois Lane.
That wasn't a montage. That was just a scene. But I'm saying the montage of Batman working out. Like, I'm going to take him on. So I'm going to lift weights for a few minutes. And
they
drag a tire.
Did a whole thing with Superman trying to show Superman's character as a, like, you know, not God, but human.
I guess, but it was, like I said, I'm sure there's more movie there. I'm sure there's more story, but this was, they tried to stuff too much into a movie that, like I said, ended up being 4 hours, which may tell a cohesive story, but that's not one movie. It's a really fucking long movie. And that's why the extended, like, you can already pre-order the extended cut, which is another thing about the R-rated thing that I didn't understand, where they imagine, like, there's going to be an R-rated version of the movie coming out.
It should have already been R-rated if they're going to do that.
No, but fuck that. It's like, why would you announce that there's going to be a superior cut in many people's eyes that'll be coming out on DVD in the summer when the movie hasn't come out yet? Like, don't talk about that until after the movie's out and after people have seen it. Why put it? Because Deadpool was rated R and made a ton of money?
Yeah.
That's got to be the only reason. But the fight between Batman and Superman itself was like 7 minutes
and it was stupid. And they resolved it by saying,
in the worst way! That was awful.
Your mom's Martha? My mama's Martha too?
Forget the last 2 years of brooding anger. Forget that my entire motivation this whole movie has been to kill you. Your mom is the same name as my mom.
Your mama's the same mom as my mom.
I'm stupid. Gosh. The jokes were so bad. I'm a friend of your son's. So bad. So bad. Like, if you're going to attempt to use a elbow in a little humor for the sake of breaking the tension, I'm sorry. The joke, that wasn't even good. That was so cheesy. At the same time, like, we're friends? Give me a
break. I laughed so hard.
Yeah, but not because it was funny.
No, not because it was funny, because it was bad.
It was so bad.
Not that, I but will just say. But just to get... what?
Like, the whole thing started as, like, you know, Bruce, listen to me. Which, by the way, when did Superman find out Batman was Bruce Wayne? Because he shows about that end scene, he's just like, Bruce, I need your help. Or Bruce, you have to listen to me, whatever it was. And instead, he just starts beating the shit out of him instead of saying, Lex Luthor kidnapped my mother, I need your help. Instead, they have to have that stupid fight.
So right, I don't know.
You know what I mean? They didn't touch on that.
I don't know.
That's what I'm saying.
There's so much shit cut out.
Yes.
And, like, it's just, I think it was just all cinematography, but that is how Zack Snyder is. He's just all visual, and he doesn't think of his storyline.
What do you think of
and
story?
That's what I want a story. I want... Okay, we already know how Batman is. You know, his parents died, and that's why he's
Superman. Same story.
You know, same thing. Light versus day, or night versus day, whatever. But it's just like, how did this come to be? And we really don't know that. It's just really like Batman pissed off that Superman killed his friend, and you know, and all these people, and you know,
thousands dead. There's even a 1% chance.
Right.
That he could wipe out humanity. That's a chance we can't take. And then all of a sudden it's just like, wait, your mom's kidnapped? Okay, you can live.
Yeah.
Forget all those thousands of people I was trying to avenge.
That is
bullshit.
Exactly what
that total bullshit. That was a total
cop-out.
Exactly
came down for.
And then it came down to the big doomsday fight.
And it's the same thing with Superman. It's like, okay, like I was saying with Lois Lane, the only other person who's concerned about is his mama. And that's just not cool.
But again, no stakes. Because what happens? Superman dies. Yeah. Doomsday kills Superman. But not really, because, you know, Superman's not really dead, so there was no emotional weight attached to that at all. None.
I will feel a little sad. I did feel a little like, ooh, you know, if I didn't know what was
going on. You knew he wasn't dead. Come on.
I knew he wasn't dead.
You knew
but
he wasn't
saying,
dead. Everybody knows he's not dead. Everybody knows Superman's not dead.
Everybody does not know. You can't assume that, Chris. Come on.
Well, the last shot of the movie is him coming back to life, so...
Yeah. Well, that,
guess what?
That's true.
And
but
the,
I'm
the,
saying
the end
that.
Too. That movie wouldn't fucking end. I kept saying that too at that final fight. No, it's still not done yet. And you were laughing. I was waiting for the movie to be over. It wasn't like Lord of the Rings stretched out, but it was still like still not done yet. Look, overall, I thought it was clunky.
Yes.
The word I heard before I saw from whether it was critics or friends or whatever, the word I kept hearing was joyless, and I agree.
Yes.
It wasn't fun. I didn't think the fight sequences were fun. I didn't think the little the bakos sprinkled throughout it of humor were funny or fun. I can't think of anything I liked about it. I thought even like I mean was Ben Affleck good? Yeah.
I will
but
say
I don't think he had I don't think he had a lot of good stuff to work with.
Yeah.
Sorry to say. I feel like he did the best he could with what he had to work with, but I don't know.
I think he is a great Batman. Beavis, I love you. You know, beefy man. But anyway, I think the one thing that did get me excited is bringing the Justice League on. When they do show or introduce those little snippets of
Aquaman.
No, it wasn't. That made me excited. That was the one part that made me excited.
That was one of the funny things because that whole
I can see this.
That whole scene.
Wonder Woman's was shit. A photo? Really? Okay.
That scene was shoehorned in right before the final battle with, or not the final battle, the short bout between Batman and Superman, where all of a sudden, and Jack put it perfectly. Through text, he didn't say it in the bit you guys heard before, but he said, "Yeah, another thing that annoyed me was click here to see the Justice League," and that's what it was. The fact that I said that. Like, why would you have logos for every single character? You've got a W logo for Wonder Woman, who you don't know her name, or do you? We don't know. You got whatever the logo for Cyborg, you got the lightning bolt for Flash, and then you've got a trident or something for Waterman.
Mm-hmm.
And
Waterman?
That's what he is. He's Waterman.
Aquaman
sounds just as stupid. Waterman. Give me a fucking
break.
Come
on, it's Spanish, Española.
Waterman.
Aqua.
Aqua hombre. All right. Agua hombre.
Anyway.
Yeah. Listen. I thought that whole scene, which was, again, shoved in to just introduce these characters, I thought the Cyborg scene was pointless.
I thought
the Flash thing was stupid.
Listen, I think it's stupid in the sense...
The photo of her in the Wonder Woman suit, which is throwing forward to the next movie that connects to Justice League.
I think was stupid just to show a photo and that's supposed to, represent who she is.
And she knows who she is, by the way, so her clicking on it's kind of pointless.
Right. What do they know about me? But anyway, when it comes to...
He has a photo that belongs to me.
When it comes to Aquaman, I feel like him being in a hole in the dirt in the ocean, that was kind of stupid.
He didn't do anything.
But, whatever. He's discovered. He knows he's discovered, so whatever. That's stupid. But, I mean, Cyborg, I felt like that could have been a whole new movie in itself to me.
Well, apparently he's going to be paired up in the Flash solo movie. Cyborg isn't getting a solo.
That's not the Flash, really.
That's the Flash.
Really, that's going to be the guy.
That dude who was the Flash in sequence is the Flash.
Who the hell is that guy?
I know he was in Perks of Being a Wallflower. That's the only thing I've seen him in.
What? Okay.
I don't know.
Anyway, that was the only part that really had me excited in that film. I was like, oh shit, we're going to get the Justice League.
I feel like
League.
The timing. Yeah, but we knew we were going to get the Justice League. We knew they were starting to shoot the movie today.
But see, that's the thing, Chris. You have to think. You have to separate. We know what's going to happen with the Justice League, but everybody else doesn't. And that's the thing. And that's the whole problem with this movie.
Yeah.
Is that they are the whole problem to focus on people who know what's going to fucking happen.
Exactly.
And they know.
Exactly. That is the problem with the movie. And the fact that LexCorp has assigned everyone's logo, which will ultimately be used for this.
Right.
all right. Jeremy Irons, totally underused, totally didn't feel like Alfred at all. He barely did anything.
Except
use the lines that were speak the lines that were used in the trailer. That's how it starts. The fever, and that's it. And then there's a bunch of baddies on the third floor. I'll drop you off on the second. That's it. He did nothing. He did nothing in the movie.
I didn't feel loving Alfred from him.
He didn't, but he was barely.
I felt
in
like
it.
Gotham Alfred, and everybody was like talking about how the Alfred in Gotham, the TV show, is an ass. That's kind of how I felt like this one was, but,
He didn't do anything.
No, he didn't do anything.
Perry White, the Daily Planet scenes, all that stuff was completely pointless. It didn't serve the movie one bit, except
that's
to say
to
no one wants to
that
see
Superman
Clark.
Superman was human and
had
in his, quote-unquote.
Superman had a job. That's all it was. Superman works for a newspaper.
To be normal, yes.
Lois Lane wants to go pursue Superman and Batman, and hey, what's going on? It's a conspiracy here. I don't know. Lex Luthor, I feel, it was stupid.
Hot topic,
I think he's going to be, It's just like, I'm young, so I'm going to wear a suit with a t-shirt and sneakers because
I'm
a businessman.
Jesse Bald is ugly.
get used to it because unless they recast
him. Grow his hair back now.
Nope. Not going to happen.
Mm-mm.
Gal Gadot, I thought was, wooden.
She has selfie face all the time.
She did have that pout.
You know what? Whatever. That's going to be my Wonder Woman. I have to deal with it. But yeah, you do. I wanted somebody thickums.
Or do you? And thickums. I wanted someone thickums. But
and strong.
Overall, I didn't like it. You didn't like it.
No.
Here's my perspective, though. And look, just because I write or just because I make, you know, silly videos with my friends online and just because I'm working on movies. And look, I get writing a script is tough. You know, I've been working on three of them for a while. And to get something cohesive and get something that hits the right beats and flows well.
Yes.
I get that's tough. So I'm not criticizing the effort. I'm criticizing the result because it didn't pan out for me. And look, for me personally, DC's 0 for 3 for these movies because Green Lantern counts. They wanted Ryan Reynolds as Green Lantern to inhabit this universe.
Yes.
Just, I mean, they left that, you know, post-credit scene. They had a cliffhanger for that with Sinestro gonna, and I didn't finish, I shut that off. I made it through Man of Steel and didn't even make it through Green Lantern. But I know about the post-credit scene where like Sinestro discovers the whatever, and I know he turns bad because I saw both Green Lantern animated movies, which the DC animated movies are great.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't like the last few, but there's a string of them that are really, really great.
Absolutely.
And I'm sorry, Green Lantern, didn't like it. Man of Steel, boring. Batman v Superman, I thought it was going to be tough to be even more boring than Man of Steel, but it was.
Oh, no. I actually enjoyed that more than Man of Steel.
Really? Yeah. Well, obviously, because you didn't make it through. But, yeah. I mean, look, for me personally, as far as the DC movies, I'm out.
Oh,
I'm out for Suicide Squad.
Don't go to a movie.
I'm out for Wonder Woman.
You gotta watch them. Stop.
I'm not into it. I'm not into it. The direction they're going, and like everyone's like, oh, the darkness and blah, blah, blah. Whatever. I mean, Batman just randomly killing people is like, but this is a different Batman. And everyone's, I hear a lot of people saying definitive Batman. Whatever. I'm not digging it. I don't like how this is shaped up. Suicide Squad, I'm not interested in anyway. Everyone, I feel like any team that's going to be in a movie, everyone's trying to make a Guardians of the Galaxy trailer. Let's use a classic rock song and show a bunch of action. And the new Suicide Squad trailer, which just dropped this weekend, is the same thing. I'm not into it. I'm not into how Suicide Squad looks. I'm not into this incarnation of Batman, this incarnation of Superman, or any, really. And this Wonder Woman. I'm not excited about it, so I really don't care about what they do with the Justice League, and I don't care about Waterman and Flash and all these other characters. I don't. I'm not into it. I'm out. I mean, I know you're at least looking forward to Suicide Squad, so you have a little more hope than me.
Not looking forward to it. I just have hope in it when it comes to these movies. I have faith in DC. I've been a lover for it all my childhood, so, you know, into my adulthood, so... Of course, I want the best for them. And of course, you know, I want people to have their jobs in Hollywood. So.
Oh, I do too. I get that part. But,
you know.
But I just listen as a theater goer, I just want to see good movies. And I don't feel like they've given us good movies yet. I'm glad you're still enthusiastic for it. And I'm glad Jack and Ryan like this movie. But I'm not
optimistic for everything to work out for things for people.
I would like it too, but if I hear a lot of praise for what they do in the future, if I hear like, dude, the Wonder Woman movie is great, you got to check it out, then I'm more keen to give it a chance. I mean, there was an argument about this new DC universe isn't for kids. Maybe not, but since it is a business, they have to at least consider kids go see. Parents take their kids to go see the Marvel movies or the X-Men movies. So saying these movies aren't for kids, but they're all going to be PG-13. Okay, well, then you're going to be eliminating a portion of the audience as well. I mean, if they're okay with that, that's fine. If they want to do this darker thing where Batman's just straight up murdering people then and Superman's destroying cities, but they're going to get a backlash for it.
For the existence of Batman films since the 80s. I mean, Tim Burton back in the 90s, I'm sure that wasn't for kids back in our day, you know, of what was right. You know, it wasn't like they were showing all kinds of violence and stuff back then. In fact, it got bad reviews back then because of its violence and
right,
and
but I'm saying not Batman
nature.
Just murdering.
And then the Schumacher ones, I mean, that has nipples galore and, you know.
Nipples, except on the female Batsuit.
well, of course, I'm always talking about males, you know, and genitalia.
Of
like
course.
Bulging genitalia.
Big ass, yeah.
Yeah, you know.
What are those things
so,
called?
So, I mean, at the end of the day, people are going to see
piece.
What they want to see. You know what I'm saying? I've always seen kids in R-rated movies and like, what the hell?
I can't tell you how. Every time I saw Deadpool, there were kids there. And I thought, these parents are clueless.
Yeah.
I mean, look, it was a fun movie and there were worse things you could see. But it was super violent. There was a lot of sex and nudity. If you're all right with your 8-year-old seeing that, that's fine. But I mean, when it comes to, I feel like people have a more, maybe not so much with Batman, definitely with Superman, have a more optimistic view of Superman, and this Superman is dreary.
Yeah.
And I just, that's what I mean. I just don't think it's what people are expecting in the same way. Although people seem to be liking Batman, just, I don't know, the Lex Luthor's weak. Alfred, we barely got to see anything of. Lois Lane's annoying. That's what I mean. I'm not interested in where this has been going. And if it's going to continue going this way, I'm not into it. And Suicide Squad, there's nothing. Listen, when Jai Courtney is the best part of your trailer, that's when you know your movie can't be that good. Let's be honest. Come on.
Yeah.
But that's it for now. So I would like to thank Jack and Ryan for doing the little tidbit earlier. I would like to thank Sherry for joining me here, listening to me complain. You can follow Sherry at SherryBaby09 on Twitter and Instagram. You can follow me on Twitter, Chris Abalo, on Instagram at Chris Sells Out, and follow the show at Cape Pod on Twitter, Instagram, and Tumblr, and like the show on Facebook. Please subscribe on iTunes. Please give the show 5 stars. Please share with a friend. Hey, send this to your nerd friends who agree they didn't like the movie, or that they did like the movie, if they want to hear someone complain about it and get all upset. And we'll be back in 2 weeks. So until next time, for Jack, Ryan, and Sherry, this is Chris Abalo, and this was yet another experiment.